Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Nigel Show, Casey Daniels from the Kendall and Casey Show, joining us for the side piece. Casey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. It's Friday for me, guys. I'm off Thursday and Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
So it's like,
whoop-de-doo.
I'm about to wrap this up and hit the road.
Well, thanks for sticking around for your before you hit your long weekend. Mm-hmm. I heard you and Rob talking earlier about, and I had been paying attention to much of the news this morning. I had a thing at my daughter's school. You said the Trump grand jury's done for the week?
Yeah.
Remember when Trump said he was getting indicted like a week and a half ago?
Uh-huh.
And so the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who wants to bring charges against Donald Trump for campaign finance violations, for the hush payments to Stormy Daniels. Mm-hmm. You're telling me the grand jury is off for the rest of the week?
That's what I'm telling you, Nigel. Yeah. They're like... They're like the Indiana Republicans, right? They barely work. They got the long weekend. Pretty good gig, right?
But what's going on? Like, I have a feeling there's true dissension in the ranks, and I have a feeling this Bragg, Fat Alvin, as Hammer likes to call him.
Hey.
Is it possible that they're having trouble agreeing? Maybe they're not going to indict him after all.
I mean, it feels like if this were the surefire home run that Fat Alvin thought that it was, we'd already have this thing passed down.
Right.
Right?
Right. I mean, doesn't it seem like the case is pretty flimsy? Like they can't do it?
Well, I thought that from the very beginning. But right. If I could borrow Nigel's tinfoil hat here for just a second. Will you throw that over here, Jimmy?
Here you go.
Let me put my tinfoil hat on here, Casey. Does it look good on me?
Yeah, that's nice.
I thought for sure.
Goes with your sweatshirt there. Go
ahead. Thank you. I thought you would see perhaps an indictment come down yesterday, just to take a little attention off another crazy leftist shooting up a school.
Right.
Just to change the news cycle a little bit. Instead, they're just blaming the Republicans, and we got into that already.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we would see it yesterday just to change the news cycle.
Right.
We didn't get it yesterday, not going to get it today, and now it sounds like we're not going to have Bupkis until next week.
Don't look over here. Nothing to see over here. Let me draw your attention in this other way. That's a really, really interesting take on that.
Do you think this helps Trump in any way, shape, or form in terms of his campaign?
Well, I think it definitely points out that, you know, there's been a witch hunt after him. Does it help him try to get independence on his side? I figure if you're a Trump person, you're a Trump person. Is he going to be winning new people over? Only if those hardcore Trump people bring a friend.
Right.
And so, I mean, yeah, it's keeping his name in the news cycle. And with him coming out saying, I'm going to be indicted tomorrow, that's him controlling the narrative, which is smart on his part. But is it going to bring anybody over? I don't really think so.
In the New York Times, and it's the New York Times, take that with a grain of salt, but there's a story in there about how Trump is disappointed. He's sitting there in Mar-a-Lago, like actually looking forward to a perp walk.
Well, what's going to happen? I mean, if he does get indicted, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to make arrangements for him to surrender to authorities someplace, probably a police station, right? He gets fingerprinted, he gets photographed, and that image is instantly ricocheted across the world. So if you're Trump, he wants everybody looking at his face and drawing attention to him, but it's kind of for the wrong reason.
But this is everything that the Democrats want. Even if the case falls apart, but they still indict him, right? They've got the mugshot.
Right.
And because they'll have the mugshot, they'll say you can never chant lock her up about Hillary ever again.
Mm-hmm.
They can never talk about how crooked and corrupt the political left is. If they get the mugshot, that's all they want. It's the equivalent of having like parents that have kids playing sports that don't even want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they got that photo of little Johnny out there on the baseball field and they can show their friends, that's all they care about.
Proud parent moment.
Right.
Well, I mean, you got to think that Trump has got to be like... on question 50. You know, like, okay, how does this impact his campaign? How are his rivals going to act? What are the chances he gets convicted? What do the House Republicans do? Like, you know, he's got his MAGA vanguard that's been with him. Are they going to turn their back on him? And then what happens next? So that's what we're thinking, right? Trump is running for president. He's got to be well beyond those questions and already has a plan for indictment, no indictment. At least you would hope so, right?
And looking at some of the poll numbers, and again, you'll give yourself an aneurysm looking at poll numbers right now because they're all over the place.
Yeah.
But it does feel like this whole situation in the Manhattan grand jury has bumped him up a few points. Nobody is saying, well, I can't believe that the former president would do this. He has lost my support. If anything, he's gone up a little bit.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you take that poll right after he announces, I'm getting indicted tomorrow and this is a witch hunt and people are on his side. Yeah, this isn't right. What's the deal? This is a misdemeanor. This isn't even a felony at this point. But when you look at numbers in Iowa, which is the first state, DeSantis is leading there. Mm. And in New Hampshire, they're dead even. So it really depends on what poll you look at and what time the poll was taken.
And if you believe Iowa matters, because correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor Pete won Iowa for the Democrats. Pete Buttigieg did well in New Hampshire as well, and then had a little financial trouble. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, the puppeteers at the DNC said, yeah, we can't get this loser across the finish line. Let's quote unquote have a fair election, but we're going to make it Joe Biden.
Yeah, and wink and a nod. Hey, you want to be transportation secretary?
Absolutely.
Where's that guy been, by the way? Have you heard anything about Mayor Pete lately? Like, he's been out of the news cycle.
He had a bad couple weeks there, for sure.
Is he okay? He's recuperating somewhere. But so where does that leave people like Nikki Haley and Mike Pence and Vivek Ramaswamy? You know, these guys are polling. I mean,
and the rest of the AFC South, as we're referring to.
Right,
people that have no chance in hell of making it to the games that matter.
Right. Okay, so what, they're all just going to split the vote even more and then just propel Trump to the top?
That's how it's going to play out.
We're looking at two guys at this point. We're looking at Trump and DeSantis. And DeSantis not officially declaring that he's running for presidency. I mean, is it too early in the game to be this far in the weeds with this too? Is it going to make everybody just tired of it by the time we're really in the thick of primary season?
I think you come in at the last minute. I mean, that's what Biden did. They had to beg Joe Biden to come and run for president.
Oh, we're begging him to leave.
We got to get you in the mix because we can't elect Kamala. Mm-hmm. We can't elect Amy Klobuchar and these other group of stiffs here. We're going to get our asses handed to us. We need to make everybody think that we've got some old, nice grandpa that's going to be fair and down the middle and absolutely 100% has all of his faculties. Mm. And we're going to get him across the finish line. And of course, they did that. And it turns out, to quote Dennis Green, he is who we thought he was. He's a horrible person, a complete stooge for the radical left. And let's be honest, this dude lost his fastball a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, his economic policy is really contributing to the inflation that we're experiencing. People are having a hard time making ends meet.
He can't walk, Casey.
He can't walk. Well, did you see the hot mic from yesterday? He was leaving the plant in North Carolina, and he was being escorted out of the building by somebody, and the guy was on a hot mic, and he was like, okay, we're going to exit down the ramp, and then we're going to move to your left, and there's a blue dot on the concrete, and you're going to stand on the blue dot.
And then he left, and he still didn't know where he was going when he was leaving.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, he doesn't know the building, but to sit there and say, down the ramp, really? You can't see that with your own eyes as you're walking out of the building that there's a ramp there. Somebody's got to explain that to you, what that is.
And the bizarre ice cream speech after the school shooting.
That was, like, really unfortunate.
Do you think his handlers even told him
what had happened? Yeah.
I mean, that was so embarrassing and it's so cringeworthy. He's the president of the United States. This is the guy that's our commander in chief. And I don't know if he's just an idiot or if he's got dementia or if he's just a horrible, rotten person. But this is the president.
Well, and then he was in Canada saying how happy he was to be allies with China. Oh, I mean Canada.
Hell yeah, whoops. He is. That's where his money comes from.
Well, and then he was just asked, in regards to that Nashville shooting, he was just asked if he thought that this was hate crimes against Christians. And he said, I don't know. And then some reporter said, well, Josh Hawley thinks it is. And he said, oh, well, if he says yes, then I'm going to say no.
And he laughs and he
chuckles.
And
then he laughed it off.
He goes to have pudding and watch Matlock.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking a lot about mental illness in the country, and let's just consider who the Assistant Director of Health and Human Services is. I mean, that's, you know, Rachel Levine, right? Here's a person who decided that they were going to be a transgender, and that's the person who is in charge of millions and millions of discretionary money to help other people's mental health.
Ridiculous. What are you working on with the side piece?
Okay, so Tony Katz even included you.
Never
on
heard
this
of him.
One. Yeah. So we've got the STD breakdown in the state of Indiana. Something you should be concerned about, Hammer?
I have slept with a lot of girls from Southport, so maybe.
We rank 20th in the nation for STDs here in Indianapolis.
And thanks, Southport.
Yeah, we got a high amount of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis. Yeah, you can read all those stats right now at WIBC.com. Just go to the menu bar and select side piece.
Mike Pence used to sit in this very chair, Casey. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.